Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, that's so judgy, Mike.
I am. I am not. I just, what I do, some days I just turn the mics on and let you hang yourself.
Basically.
You're literally talking trash.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
3 seconds before we go
live,
on the air, and I'm like, here we are. Keep your trash talk mouth going, fool.
I was just saying.
There's a study out about what your taste in movies says about your personality.
Yep.
And if you're my daughter, Mia, or anyone else who happens to like the horror genre,
oh, she's a horror,
Steve believes that you're an adult. You're an idiot.
You can't suspend belief. You're easily duped. You're the one that
you understand that the phrase is not suspend belief.
No, you're supposed to suspend belief. Anyway,
what's the phrase?
The phrase is suspend disbelief.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When you watch a film, I'm looking at you, Aaron, because I can't make eye contact with idiot boy over there. Right. Waving your arm is not, I know where you are in the room. I've chosen to not look at you.
Standing behind here.
When you watch a movie, like, this is what Steve's like. I watch Star Wars, and it doesn't make any sense that they have headphone cables, but they can fly at light speed.
Yes.
And I'm like, right. George Lucas was very much a futurist about the speed of the ship, just didn't picture Bluetooth.
Thank you.
It's like, we can fly faster than the speed of light, but I still need a cord to hear stuff.
Three and a half floppy to get this thing started.
Exactly. But like,
we'll probably improve on that, George.
When you watch a movie like that, you have to suspend your disbelief. You have to take the disbelief about the headphone cable and suspend that. That's what you do when you watch a movie.
Okay. Like, or just like, does Chewbacca ever need a haircut? Do you think? That's what I think the whole time. It's like, does he trim it to that length?
Do you understand? How many dogs have you owned in your life?
Two.
Okay.
The current ones I own.
And do they need trimmed?
No. They don't.
Because they're shedding dogs?
Kinda.
They're so short-haired.
Do you understand that there are dogs that shed?
Oh, here's Chewbacca.
And there are dogs the dogs that don't shed need trimmed.
Okay.
The dogs that do shed don't really need trimmed because they just shed their hair. So it would stand to reason. Oh my God!
I was unaware he was a dog.
That you know, but animals. Because okay, deer. Like, is somebody out there trimming the deer, Tiak?
No, they're short hairs.
So
Chewbacca, he has that big cone. Doesn't he wear the cone when he has to get groomed or something? Chewbacca.
Anyway, can everybody see it? I don't know if you can tell.
Oh, the vein? The vein?
No, one of my eyes are twitching super bad right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just finish what you were going to say about
people. Yeah, why is that?
Because Steve.
So
I'm T-Hack at this point.
You're both.
The horror people, like I said, you get duped. You send the money to that prince overseas or that type of person.
You're saying.
You get ripped off all the time. Because you believe in things that aren't believable.
What the actual study says, if you're a horror fan, you're outgoing. But Steve thinks you're easily duped.
Yeah.
Horror is probably one of the more realistic genres there is. There are people out there who just want to bury you.
Okay, but wait.
It's they just want to take a chainsaw to your face. I happen to be that person in your life.
That's already a movie, wasn't it?
We're getting lots of texts. People are agreeing.
Okay, so they're actually saying, like, you're
a loser.
You're an extrovert if you're into horror movies. You're drawn to action and horror films, but you're left bored by, like, game shows and news programs.
Oh, okay.
Like, horror people are outgoing, which explains why you're not a horror fan, because no one's more caved in. You're almost a black hole.
That's why I like science fiction.
That's what you make fun of the most.
Oh, that's
right. You skipped over the one that you like.
You know what? People, science fiction, you people are easily duped. You're like the ones that send money to princes overseas with the horror.
You keep bringing that up, but I feel... Have you done that?
Yes.
Have you gotten an email or a text?
He's like, yes, wait. That Nigerian dude's going to be on my doorstep
prince.
With a check.
His name was Roddenberry. I said as much as he needed.
Dude.
What?
So, sci-fi people, we're also... there's four genres to choose
sci-fi,
from.
Reality's not good enough for you sci-fi people, so you have to live in this weirdness of this cosmos.
Let me just throw out the four different things for the people listening, so you can kind of hone in on what your genre is. There's horror, there's sci-fi, there's comedy... And then there's morons. I'm sorry. Rom-coms. I read it wrong.
Wait, women, you call women morons. They're the ones that fuel the rom. Aaron,
I'm a horror fan. You've seen more rom-coms than me.
You've seen more rom-coms than almost anyone.
No.
Yeah. Oh, good comeback, bro. What was that? No. Just no.
Women love rom-coms.
Well, it's interesting.
Oh my God, he did it again.
He did.
I cannot get him to stop doing it.
What? Do what?
What are they called?
The comedies.
What are they called?
I don't know. They're what you call
rom-coms.
Yes, thank you.
You say rom-com every
time. I say Ron. Com. Okay.
What do you call the people? Never mind. It's like the Renaissance Festival people.
The Renfetters.
Says Renfet. It's Renaissance Fest. It's not Renaissance Festival. He's like, who's going to be a Ren Fan? I'm like, Ren Fan? It's Ren Fest.
It sounds like a drug.
Maybe that's my God.
Hopefully,
it's so much better than Ozempic. Oh, I'm Ren Fan.
Really seems to be working, too. Anyway, and then, what was that for the genre?
Okay, the genres are horror, rom-com, sci-fi, and comedy. And we'll tell you what each one of them means if Steve survives the next few minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Nothing. I mean, what?
Do you do this for a living?
No, I really don't.
Oh my God. How many? And we're back.
Hey, that helped.
Yeah, okay. We all hear the song, like, ending. I know. And you're just over here. Blah. All right, so when Steve is done with his vowel movement, we'll get back to the movies and what they mean about your personality.
Yeah.
We've learned so far that if you're into horror, which Aaron is saying that's your number one.
No, maybe not my number one.
Because the genres we have to choose from are horror, rom-com, sci-fi, and comedy.
Yeah.
I know you like horror, but you like more, Aaron, I think you're more into the murder mystery. But
I
not...
like the true horror. I want to be scared as if someone is going to murder me in real life.
Right.
Not necessarily like Jason.
Have you watched American Nightmare?
No. Okay, yes? Maybe.
I don't know. I just started. It's not a horror movie. It's a documentary on Netflix. And it's like, I don't want to give anything away. I'm only on the second episode, and I don't know how many there are. But it's like, it starts with a dude, like, casually calling the police, like, going, hey, like, some people came into my house last night and kidnapped my girlfriend. Whoa. And you're like,
Why are you so chill about that?
And then like, it's kind of freaky-deaky, but then it, like, and the police are like, bro, we know you did it or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the girlfriend calls, like, they still have me. And you're like, oh, God, he didn't do it. So I don't know how it ends yet.
Wow.
They eventually find her
or something. I don't know the rest of it.
But that's the kind of thing Aaron likes. It's the kind of like true crime weirdness.
Yeah.
Do you ever just like leave your door unlocked?
No.
And just because that's
no.
Like.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You said you want to feel like in danger. That would be like.
I don't want to
just leave the whole door open.
Yeah. No. In fact, she's house sitting right now, my buddy Chad's house. Yeah.
I make sure that those doors are locked.
The whole back of his house is doors. It's like the giant nano doors. So you could, like, if you want to go in and kidnap Aaron, you can literally drive a car into the house.
I'm sure Chad would love to hear that.
I will give you the address coming up next. Who does have a genre? We all know Steve, so we're not going to give him a choice.
Just real quick, I have rom-coms in my collection.
I'm sorry, what?
That when the ladies come over.
That's, you have to say what the genre is?
Yeah, the comedies.
What kind
of romantic comedies.
Okay, so say the shortened version of it.
The cons.
Say.
He already got that part wrong.
Okay. Yeah, it's calm.
But I have some in my collection for the ladies.
It is the number one genre you ever talk about. If you're ever. Not a compliment. I personally think if I have to choose one of the four, I would be sci-fi.
That's what I was thinking too.
Unfortunate for me because I've already read what it means. T-Hack?
I would choose comedy, and I don't really agree with it. It says I have bags of energy.
Bags?
Yeah. That's not how it's stored.
How would you know?
You're practically napping right now. I just know that's not it.
Yeah, I don't.
By the way, Slacker, next to sci-fi, it's a long word. Narcissistic traits? For the people that enjoy sci-fi.
That kind of sounds like something narcissistic. We were talking about T-Hack.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Oh.
T-Hack's more narcissistic. Who's the most narcissistic? Okay, never mind. Who's the second who's the second most narcissistic person in this room?
I don't know.
It's probably Aaron.
Yeah, probably.
Damn it. So it is us.
Yeah.
What does it say about the people? We can skip over the why are the sci-fi people narcissistic? I don't understand. What does it mean? Nobody's read it, so I'm just putting everybody to the test.
They always ask why it's narcissistic about them.
No.
They may engage in geek culture in order to maintain narcissistic self-views, the great fantasy migration hypothesis, to fulfill belongingness needs.
Slacker doesn't know any of those words.
And to satisfy needs creative expression. No, I don't understand what this means.
Here's why I like it. Lightsabers.
Yeah. Sonic screwdrivers. I like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are the two people who just moved into the same small town after high school, after being apart for 20 years, going to fall in love? And he seems like a total D-bag. And then eventually by the end of the movie, he's going to catch her as she falls off a roof or something. And they're going to stare lovingly into each other's eyes and go like, Hallmark. Dude, you're saying my stuff is stupid?
No.
My stuff is dope. Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Oh my God, who's going to win?
Yeah.
Right. But in yours, literally every single rom-com has the same beginning, middle, and end.
And every one of your movies has the dark and the light.
No, they don't. Okay, they do.
So
but what it says about you, this is why this entire thing, we either have to believe in this whole study and believe that Aaron and I are narcissists, which I believe you guys think that.
Yep.
But then T-Hack is a bag of energy.
Yeah. That makes sense.
More of a ball of energy.
And
Steve believes in true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.